Good morning, Audio Boo. What a difference a day makes. This time yesterday, I was at the summit of Seathwaite Fell in the Lake District, basking in glorious sunshine, not a soul around, and literally 24 hours later, bump, back to reality. Oh well, never mind. I'm just in my local town, coming to get some food for tonight's night shift. Oh well. Well, it's been a really great weekend, and I don't really know where to start. I've just uploaded my boo from 3 days ago that I recorded just before we set off on the walk. I had a listen back, and whoa, a lot has happened in the last few days. We set off from Seathwaite, went up Rosthwaite Fell, Glaramara, Alan Craggs, and we met up with Chris at Escors. I say we, that was Alex and Gary. And we come to Escors, yes. Then we walked up onto Esk Pike just for a little evening wander to capture some sunset pictures. And then the following day, after a great night camp, we woke up to beautiful sunshine and great views down Borrowdale towards Derwent Water and Keswick. Then we... Excuse me, I'm just walking through a crowd of people.
Look where you're going.
Quality people. Anyway, yes. Then we walked up onto Great End, Ilcrad, Broad Crag, and then descended in between Broad Crag and Scarfell Pike, and then reascended up Lingmel. After Lingmel, we went across the corridor route and then an epic smash up Great Gable, and that was a great section of the walk. That was myself and Gary just powered on non-stop right to the top, and really impressive pace. And what I can't begin to describe the views from the top. Really awesome. In fact, no, I'm going to use one of the words. It was fantastic. Okay. And then after that, we went down towards Windy Gap onto Great End, then down onto Base Brown. And we decided that the lure of the pub at Seatoller was too great. So we decided to head down to the campsite at Seathwaite and go to the pub for a few drinks. And that's what we did. Another great night was had. We woke up to glorious sunshine once again and decided that it'd be rude, as we were in the area, not to pick off another fell, which was Seathwaite Fell, which I think I mentioned in the boo earlier. I say earlier, it was 3 days ago, but I just uploaded it earlier. Yeah, and then I drove home. And now I'm in my local town, getting food for the night shift. What a difference a day makes. I really enjoyed the weekend. This last trip has really renewed my love of the Lake District. Not that it ever went, but as it's been over a year since I last visited, it really has renewed my need to get back there as much as possible and continue on with the task of ticking off the Wainwright Fells. I think there is 214 in total, and I've done about 43, so still a way to go, but by no means unachievable. So I've got about 50 seconds left. This is the first time I've actually spoke on a boo holding the phone to my face, so hopefully it won't be too loud. Ordinarily I hold it out in front, but because I'm surrounded by people, I don't want to look like a weirdo holding a phone out and just chatting aimlessly. Okay, I hope the noise wasn't too great either of the folk behind chatting and telling off the kids. And bump, back to reality. Never mind, I shall look forward to the next trip to the great outdoors. Thank you and goodbye.